Let's turn in God's Word now to the book of Job. Job chapter 37. Job chapter 37, we'll be reading verses 1 through 24. Job 37, beginning in verse 1. These are God's words, and so give your complete attention to Him who speaks from on high. At this also my heart trembleth and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven, and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth, he thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. God thundereth marvelously with his voice, great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens, and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breadth of the waters is straitened. Also by watering he wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud, and it is turned round about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causeth it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How thy garments are warm when he quieteth the earth by the south wind. Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong and as a molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. Fair weather cometh out of the north, with God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice he will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. And those are God's words. And here Elihu continues to speak. His focus in this chapter in speaking on the Lord who is sovereign over all things, including the weather. Through verse 5, the Lord directs all under heaven, even the lightning he sends to the earth, the thunder. His voice roars. But it's not just the lightning and his voice sounding in the thunder. Through verse 13, the frost, the snow, the clouds, the rains, the wind, all come by his hand. And then through verse 22, Elihu applies that to Job and tells him to consider these things the Lord is sovereign over, his wondrous works. And then examine your heart. Right? That's what he's telling Job. Examine your heart. Were you there when he began this work? Were you there with him in the work? No, you weren't. Are you completely incompetent, Job, to judge the wondrous ways of Jehovah? Yes, you are completely incompetent to judge his ways. That's what he's telling to Job here. And then the last two verses he concludes that the Lord is great and greatly to be feared. And of course, we could add to that, greatly to be praised. Beloved, when we have heard in the evenings, during evening worship, through the prophet Joel, of the little judgments of the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the floods, we know who sent them. God did. Jehovah did. He sent the rains. He sends the clouds. He sends the storms. They all come from His hand. Whether to afflict or to bless, they all come from His hand. Our God is great and greatly to be feared. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we cry out to You today that You would be praised, that You would be feared with great zeal. Not that fear in which we fear judgment, but the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, in which we stand in awe of Your terrible judgments, and at the same time stand in awe of how awesome You are and good in Your love for us, Your people, whom You have saved by the blood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, Your Son. Father, may we never again ever attribute the rain, the storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes to anyone other than You. That we would not say or think or believe that they're just things that happen. And we've learned already that's what the atheist believes. That's what the fool believes, that these things just happen. They do not. You send them. You are the God sovereign in all power over all creation, which You have created by the word of Your power in the space of 6 days. And we know all very good. And we have sought in Adam to destroy it. But Father, forgive us of our sins, even to the creation, Your creation. Even our own bodies, even each other's bodies, and various sins and wickedness. Our Father, we ask that You would make us pure as Christ is pure. And You would turn our hearts to You. Now we consider in the book of Job the great afflictions You have sent for his good, to try him in the faith, that he would give You glory all the more, and all the more that You would bless him. And yet he's struggling in great affliction. Father, we plead today for the Oita family who's here with us. We praise You that You have brought them to us. We ask that You would be with Elvis and Christina, I forget her name, and the children that are with them, their children, Your blessings. We ask that You would provide every means for them. We pray that today, as we'll hear about giving, that You would move us to help them in feeding them, guiding them, helping with their bills, for they are in great need. And Father, You're the great provider. We know that those who turn to You in faith, in Christ, Your Son, that You will bless. And so we pray that You would do so in their hearts today by Your Holy Spirit. And You would grant them blessing not only to their immediate family, but those they're trying to help as well, and their extended family, their parents. Father, we pray that You would provide a job for Elvis, that he can support his family. And Father, we ask that You would send Your Spirit, not only upon them, but upon us. that even out of our poverty, which is truly riches, everything we have is so much compared to many others. Father, out of our riches, help us to help them. Father, we're thankful for those who have been sick, for the gardeners, for Brandon, for Abigail, many others, Father, who have been sick, and you've healed them. They're here with us today. We give you praise that you're the God who heals. We pray that you'd be with the Maxwells and heal them of their struggle in body today and bring them back to us to commune with us in Christ. We're thankful for some of the Staver extended family being here today. And we're thankful for their love for you as well. I ask that you would provide for them safety as they travel home when they do. And bless them as they are here with us, and that they would be a blessing to us as well. My Father, we ask for your provision today for this congregation. May you provide every need that we truly have. And Father, in this way we acknowledge very weak. We acknowledge perhaps it is because of our own sin and our unfaithfulness to you. And so help us examine our hearts that we might turn from our sins unto you, whatever our sins might be. That we would put off the flesh and put on the Word and Spirit. That you would turn our hearts from the love of this world and put our love into the kingdom, that the gospel would go forward and the nations would hear and believe on Christ, and that nations would turn unto you and covenant with your Son, that you would spare this nation and spare all the other nations. We're thankful that Christ is on the throne. He is King. And so, Father, for this measly congregation, weak as we are, we pray that you would provide. And we look back and we give you thanks. You've always provided for us, even in dire times. And we give you praise for this. Help us to have thankful hearts for what you have done. Father, we ask also that you would provide to such an extent that we would be able to plant a church, another gospel-proclaiming church, that many others would hear and believe unto salvation. And that your people might worship you morning and evening on the Lord's Day. We're thankful for the Lord's Day, the day of rest. We're thankful for each family here, and pray that you would give us zeal for your worship above and beyond all the other things that we have to do. Because your worship is where we find true comfort. Your worship is where we find Christ, your Son, speaking, the King of Kings and our Bridegroom, our husband, and we desire to rest in Him. And so give us hearts to have zeal for the Lord's Day and your worship. Help us to rest in you. Father, as we continue worshiping you now, help us that as we believe that Satan is like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, one of us to devour, all of us to devour, Our Father, we plead that You would not allow him any foothold amongst us. And so lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so we pray for the destruction of Satan's kingdom and the exaltation and increase of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.